thing is better than anything else, there'll be much less disposition to bounce back. I think what Forster and Auden call the ironic points of light in society, they're being squeezed all the time, but they have to fight back. They have to argue against it. They have to say, this is balls. This is nonsense. This is trash. You can't do it by legislation, but you can stand up and say nuts to you.
Honest, kind, straightforward, well-intentioned. Yeah, it was to do with moral honesty, I think, as much as anything. Decency. Yeah.
Afterwards, Richard Hoggart was produced by Alan Hall. Afterwards is a Falling Tree production for BBC Radio 3.
Hello, I'm Brian Cox.
And I'm Robin Ince, and this is the Infinite Monkey Cage.
From eight-limbed cephalopods...
And they noticed that every now and again the octopus would punch the fish.
...to the science of coincidences.
Yeah, I think this is one of the most interesting questions of science, whether there is anything genuinely random happening in our universe.
And the all-important question, on the moon, how big would elephants be?
The new series of The Infinite Monkey Cage.
With me, Robin Ince.
And me, Brian Cox.
Listen first on BBC Sounds.
And now on BBC Radio 3, our Drama on 3 is a new production of the Spanish tragedy by Thomas Kyd. Written in the late 1500s, this rarely produced classic drama is set within a largely corrupt society, where the quest for justice transforms into deadly revenge. Professor Emma Smith at Hertford College, Oxford, introduces.
The Spanish tragedy is the first revenge tragedy, and it gives us a genre which has come through to us through thrillers and detective stories and the Western. It's about the lone figure who can't get justice. This was the first blockbuster hit of the new theatres. Everybody had heard about it. Shakespeare loved this play, and without it, we would not have had Hamlet. Shakespeare changes something crucial about the play, to turn it from a parent mourning a child, which was Kyd's searing emotional situation, into the child mourning the death of the parent. But without the Spanish tragedy, no Hamlet, and the course of literary history would have been quite different. It takes place in the court in Spain, where Jerónimo, our central figure, is a sort of civil servant. It's important that he is not part of the nobility, because one of the things that happens to him is that he can't access justice. He's not part of the elite. He's shut out from those mechanisms of power. He becomes a kind of everyman, and he decides, like lots of vigilantes later in literature and in film, he decides that the only thing he can do is to take the law into his own hands. And how he does that is a combination of macabre inventiveness and grief-stricken emotional bleakness. The Spanish tragedy begins with loss, begins with a ghost, begins with an unquiet spirit from the underworld. And partly the emotional punch of this play is about what we owe to the dead, and how we can ensure that the dead can rest in peace. The Spanish tragedy didn't really rest in peace. It brought to life an extraordinary drama of grief, of emotional excess, and of revenge as the cure for personal pain.
Revenge.
Here, Don Andrea.
This is the place. This is the hour. These are the events that led me here. Listen. When this eternal substance of my soul did live imprisoned in my wanton flesh, I was a courtier in this Spanish court. My name was Don Andrea. My descent, though not ignoble, yet inferior far to gracious fortunes of my tender youth. For there, in prime and pride of all my years, by duteous service and deserving love, in secret I possessed a worthy dame, which high sweet Belle Imperia by name. But in the harvest of my summer joys, death's winter nipped the blossoms of my bliss, forcing divorce betwixt my love and me. For in the late conflict with Portugal, my valour drew me into danger's mouth, till life to death made passage through my wounds. When I was slain, my soul descended straight to pass the flowing stream of Acheron, where Charon, the ferryman of hell, was content to pass me over to the slimy strand that leads to fell Avernus' ugly waves. There, pleasing Cerberus with honeyed speech, I passed the perils of the foremost porch, in keeping on my way to Pluto's court, through dreadful shades of ever-glooming night, I saw more sights than thousand tongues can tell, or pens can write, or mortal hearts can think, where usurers are choked with melting gold, and wantons are embraced with ugly snakes, and murderers groan with never-killing wounds, and all foul sins with torments overwhelmed. Twixt all these ways I trod the middle path, which brought me to the fair Elysian green. Here, finding Pluto with his Proserpine, I showed my passport, humbled on my knee, whereat fair Proserpine began to smile, and begged that only she might give my doom. Forthwith, revenge, she rounded thee in a year, and bade thee lead me through the gates of Horn, where dreams of passage in the silent night. No sooner had she spoke, but we were here. I won't not how, in twinkling of an eye.
Then know, Andrea, that thou art arrived where thou shalt see the author of thy death, Don Balthazar, the Prince of Portugal, deprived of life by Belimperia. Here, sit we down to see the mystery and serve for chorus in this tragedy.
Now see, dear brother.
Oh, my lord.
How fares our guy?
All well, my lord, except some few that are deceased by fortune of the war.
Well, speak, man, hath fortune given us victory?
Victory, my lord, and that with little loss.
The Portuguese will pay us tribute, then.
Tribute and wonted homage therewithal.
Then blessed be heaven and guider of the heavens, from whose fair influence such justice flows. Brother of Castile, unfold in brief discourse the form of battle and our war's success.
Where Spain and Portugal do jointly knit their frontiers, leaning on each other's bound, there met our armies in their proud array. Both battles join, and fall to handy blows. Thick storms of bullets ran like winter's hail. On every side drop soldiers to the ground. Here falls a body, sundered from his head. There legs and arms lie bleeding on the grass, mingled with weapons and unbowled steeds, that scattering overspread the purple plain. In all this turmoil, 3 long hours and more, the victory to neither part inclined, till Don Andrea, with his brave lanciers in their main battle, made so great a breach that half dismayed the multitude retired. But Balthazar, Portugal's young prince, brought rescue and encouraged them to stay. And in that conflict was Andrea slain. And yet while the prince, insulting over him, breathed out proud vaunts, pricked forth Horatio, our knight marshal's son, to challenge Balthazar. Not long between these twain the fight endured, but straight the prince was forced to yield to his foe. When Balthazar was taken, all the rest, they fled, and our carbines pursued them to the death.
But tell me now, hast thou confirmed a peace?
No peace, my liege, but peace conditional. That if with homage tribute be well paid, the fury of our forces will be stayed. And to this peace their viceroy hath subscribed, and made a solemn vow that during life, his tribute shall be truly paid to Spain.
These words, these deeds become thy person well. But now, Knight Marshal Hieronymo, frolic with thy king, for 'tis thy son Horatio that wins this battle's prize.
Long may he live to serve my sovereign liege, and soon decay unless he serve my liege.
Nor thou nor he shall die without reward.
See, my lord. Your graces, men of war, such as war's fortune hath reserved from death, come marching on towards your royal seat, to show themselves before your majesty. all except 300 or few more are safe returned and by their foes enriched.
A gladsome sight. Is that the warlike Prince of Portugal that by my nephew is in triumph now?
It is, my niche. Balthazar, the Prince of Portugal.
But what is he that on the other side holds him by the arm as partner of the prize?
That is my son Horatio, my gracious sovereign. He never pleased his father's eyes till now, nor filled my heart with overcloying joys.
Knight Marshal Hieronymo, it greatly pleases us that in our victory thou have a share by virtue of thy worthy son's exploit. Bring hither the young Prince of Portugal. The rest, march on.
My liege.
Welcome, Don Balthazar.
Your Highness.
Welcome, Lorenzo, my nephew. And thou, Horatio, thou art welcome too.
My liege.
Young Prince Balthazar, although thy father's hard misdeeds in keeping back the tribute that he owes deserve but evil measure at our hands, yet shalt thou know that Spain is honourable.
The trespass that my father made in peace is now controlled by fortune of the wars. His men are slain, weakening to his realm, his son distressed, a corsive to his heart. These punishments may clear his late offence.
Aye, Balthazar, if he observe this truce, our peace will grow the stronger for these wars. But tell me, for their holding makes me doubt, to which of these twain art thou prisoner, Lorenzo or Horatio?
To me, my liege.
Lorenzo?
To me, my sovereign.
Horatio?
This hand first took his courser by the reins.
But first, my lance did put him from his horse.
I seized his weapon, Horatio, and enjoyed it first.
But first, Lorenzo, I forced him lay his weapons down.
But that I know your grace for just and wise. My tongue should plead for young Horatio's right. He hunted well, but was a lion's death.
Content thee, Marshal, thou shalt have no wrong, and for thy sake thy son shall want no right. By my judgment, you both deserve, and both shall have reward. Lorenzo, my nephew, thou took'st his weapon and his horse. His weapons and his horse are thy reward.
My liege.
Horatio, thou didst force him first to yield. His ransom, therefore, is thy valor's fee. Appoint the sum as you shall both agree.
My liege.
But Lorenzo, thou shalt have the prince in guard. For thine estate best fitteth such a guest. Horatio's house were small for all his train. Now let us hence to see our soldiers paid and feast our prisoner as our friendly guest.
Ambassador dispatched for Spain.
2 days, my liege, have passed since his depart from Portugal.
And tribute payment gone along with him?
Aye, my good lord.
Then rest we here a while, in our unrest. But wherefore sit I in a regal throne? This better fits a wretch's endless moan. Here let me lie. Now am I at the lowest. These bloody wars have spent my treasure.
My best beloved. My sweet Balthazar, my only son. Oh, wherefore went I not to war myself? The cause was mine. I might have died, for both my years were mellow. He's but young and green.
No doubt, my liege. But still, the prince survives.
Survives? Aye, where?
In Spain, a prisoner by mischance of war.
And they have slain him for his father's fault.
That were a breach to common law of
they
arms.
They wreck no laws that meditate revenge.
His ransom's worth will stay from foul revenge.
No. If he lived, the news would soon be here.
Nay, evil news fly faster still than good.
Tell me no more of news. For Balthazar is dead.
Horatio, this is the place and hour wherein I must entreat thee to relate the circumstance of Don Andrea's death, who, living, was my garland's sweetest flower.
For love of him and service to yourself, I nill refuse this heavy, doleful charge. When both our armies were enjoined in fight, your worthy chevalier amidst the thickest was at the last by young Don Balthazar encountered hand to hand. Their fight was long, their strength alike, their strokes both dangerous. But wrathful Nemesis, that wicked power, brought in a fresh supply of halberdiers, which paunched Andrea's horse and threw him to the ground. Then young Don Balthazar, with ruthless rage, left not till Andrea's life was done. Then though too late. Incensed with just remorse, I with my band set forth against the prince and brought him prisoner.
Would thou hadst slain him that so slew my love? But then was Don Andrea's body lost?
No, I took him up and wound him in mine arms, and wielding him onto my private tent, there laid him down and dewed him with my tears. I saw him honoured with due funeral. This scarf I plucked from off his lifeless arm and wear it in remembrance of my friend.
I know this scarf. Would he had kept it still and worn it for his Belle Imperia's sake. But now wear thou it, both for him and me. For after him thou hast deserved it best. But for thy kindness in his life and death, be sure, while Belle Imperia's life endures, she will be Don Horatio's thankful friend.
And Don Horatio will not slack, humbly to serve fair Belle Imperia. But now I'll crave your pardon to go seek the prince. For so the Duke, your father, gave me charge.
Aye, go, Horatio. Leave me here alone, for solitude best fits my cheerless mood. Yet what avails to wail Andrea's death? From whence Horatio proves my second love? Had he not loved Andrea as he did, he could not sit in Belle Imperia's thoughts. But how can love find harbour in my breast till I revenge the death of my beloved? I'll love Horatio, my Andrea's friend, more to spite Portugal's prince that wrought his end, and where Don Balthazar, that slew my love, himself now pleads for favour at my hands, he shall, in rigour of my just disdain, reap long repentance for his murderous deed. And here he comes that murdered my delight.
Sister, what means this melancholy walk?
That for a while I wish no company.
But Prince Balthazar has come to visit you.
That argues that he lives in liberty.
No, madam, but in pleasing servitude.
Your prison, then, belike, is your conceit.
What if conceit have laid my heart to gage?
Pay what you borrowed and recover it.
I die if it return from whence it lies.
Hush, tush, my lord Balthazar, let go these ambages and in plain terms acquaint her with your love.
What boots complaint when there's no remedy?
Yes, to your gracious self must I complain, in whose fair answer lies my remedy, on whose perfection all my thoughts attend.
Alas, my lord, these are but words, of course, and but device to drive me from this place.
Madam, your glove.
Thanks, good Horatio. Take it for thy pains.
Signor Horatio stooped in happy time.
The king, my lords, is coming hither straight to feast the Portingale's ambassador.
Then here it fits us to attend the king, to welcome hither our ambassador, and learn my father and my country's health.
See, Lord Ambassador, how Spain entreats their prisoner Balthazar, thy viceroy's son. We pleasure more in kindness than in war.
Sad is our king, and Portugal laments, supposing that Don Balthazar is slain.
You see, my lord, how Balthazar is slain? I frolic with the Duke of Castile's son, wrapped every hour in pleasures of the court and graced with favours of his majesty.
Now come and sit with us and taste our cheer. Sit down, young prince. You are our second guest. Well, lordings, fall to. Spain is Portugal.
Hey!
And Portugal is Spain.
Hey!
From depth of underground, to see him face that gave me my death's wound. These pleasant sights are sorrow to my soul. Nothing but league and love and banquets.
Be still, Andrea. Ere we go from hence, I'll turn their friendship into fell despite, their love to mortal hate, their day to night.
Though Belle Imperia seem thus coy, let reason hold you in your wonted joy.
In time, the savage bull sustains the yoke. In time, small wedges cleave the hardest oak. And she, in time, will fall from her disdain and rue the sufferance of your friendly pain.
No, she is wilder and more hard withal. But wherefore blot I Belimperia's name? It is my fault, not she, that merits blame. Yet might she love me for my valiancy? I bear that slandered by captivity. Yet might she
love... My lord, for my sake, leave these ecstasies. Some cause there is that lets you not be loved. First that must needs be known, and then removed. Don Balthazar, for once you shall be ruled by me. Hinder me not whate'er you hear or see. Ho! Pendragano!
Signor?
Bien qui presto.
Lord Lorenzo, hath you any service to command me?
Aye, Pendragano, service of import. Thus stands the case. It is not long, thou knowest, since I did shield thee from my father's wrath for thy conveyance in Andrea's love. I stood betwixt thee and thy punishment. And since, thou knowest how I have favoured thee. Now, to these favours will I add reward, not with fair words, but store of golden coin, and lands, and living joined with dignities, if thou but satisfy my just demand. Tell truth, and have me for thy lasting friend.
Whate'er it be, your lordship shall demand.
Then, Pendragano, this is my demand. Whom loves my sister Belimperia? She reposeth all her trust in thee. Speak, man, and gain both friendship and reward. I mean, whom loves she in Andrea's place?
Alas, my lord, since Don Andrea's death, I have no credit with her as before, and therefore know not if she love or no.
Nay, if thou dally, then I am thy foe. Thy death shall bury what thy life conceals.
I'll stay, my lord.
Speak the truth, and I will garden thee.
If Madame Belimperia be in love and...
What villain ifs and ands?
Oh, stay, my lord. She loves Horatio.
What? Don Horatio, a knight marshal's son?
Even him, my lord.
Now see, but how knowest thou he is her love, and thou shalt find me kind and liberal. Stand up, I say, and fearless tell the truth.
She sent him letters, which myself perused, full fraught with lines and arguments of love, preferring him before Prince Balthazar.
I hope thine oath is true. Here's thy reward. Be watchful when and where these lovers meet, and give me notice in some secret sort.
I will, my lord.
Then thou shalt find that I am liberal. Thou knowest that I can more advance thy state than she. Be therefore wise, and fail me not. Go and attend her as thy custom is, lest absence make her think thou dost amiss.
Aye, my lord.
Well, words prevail not, violence prevails. But gold doth more than either of them both. How likes Prince Balthazar this stratagem?
I think Horatio be my destined plague, but in his fall I'll tempt the destinies, and either lose my life or win my love.
Let's go, my lord. Your staying stays revenge. Her favour must be won by his remove.
All of this can be broken, all of this can be broken. Hold your devil by his throat and spin him to the ground.
Now, madam, since by favour of your love, our hidden smoke is turned to open flame. Thus in the midst of love's fair blandishments, why show you sign of inward languishments?
Sirs, now, if you stand back here, you can see without being seen.
My heart, sweet friend, is like a ship at sea. Possession of thy love is the only port wherein my heart doth long to make resort. There to repair the joys that it hath lost, and sitting safe to sing in Cupid's choir, that sweetest bliss is crown of love's desire.
Sleep, mine eyes, see not my love profaned.
Watch still, mine eyes, to see this love disjoint.
The less I speak, the more I meditate.
Be deaf, my ears, hear not my discontent.
Hear still, mine ears, to hear them both lament.
On dangers past and pleasures to ensue.
What dangers and what pleasures dost thou mean?
Dangers of war and pleasures of our love.
Let dangers go.
thy war shall be with me, but such a war as breaks no bond of peace. Speak thou fair words, I'll cross them with fair words. Send thou sweet looks, I'll meet them with sweet looks. Be this our warring peace, or peaceful war.
But gracious madam, then appoint the field where trial of this war shall first be made.
Ambitious villain, how his boldness grows.
Then be thy father's pleasant bower the field, where first we vowed a mutual amity, the court were dangerous. That place is safe. Our hour shall be when vesper begins to rise. There none shall hear us but the harmless birds. Happily the gentle nightingale shall carol us asleep ere we beware. Till then each hour will seem a year and more.
But honey sweet and honourable love, return we now unto your father's sight. Dangerous suspicion waits on our delight.
Aye, danger mixed with jealous despite shall send thy soul into eternal night.
Let us withdraw and talk a while. Attend us, Ambassador. Brother of Castile, to the Prince's love, what says your daughter Belimperia?
Though she quiet, as becomes her kind, I doubt not, aye, but she will stoop in time. And were she awkward, which she will not be, yet herein shall she follow my advice, which is to love him or forgo my love.
Then, Lord Ambassador of Portugal, advise thy king to make this marriage up. I know no better means to make us friends. Her dowry shall be large and liberal, besides that she is daughter and half-heir unto our brother here, Don Cyprian, and shall enjoy the moiety of his land. I'll grace her marriage with an uncle's gift, and if, by Balthazar, she have a son, he shall enjoy the kingdom after us.
I'll make the motion in Portugal to my sovereign liege, and work it if my counsel may prevail.
Do so, my lord.
Will it please your grace command me aught beside?
The prince's ransom must not be forgot. That's none of mine, but his that took him prisoner. And well, his forwardness deserves reward. It was Horatio, our knight marshal's son.
Between us, there's a price already pitched, and shall be sent with all convenient speed.
Good. Commend me to the king, and so farewell.
Farewell, and to my lord of Castile.
Now, brother, you must take some little pains to win fair Belimperia from her will. Young virgins must be ruled by their friends. The prince is amiable and loves her well. If she neglect him and forego his love, she both will wrong her own estate and ours. Endeavour you to win your daughter's thought. If she give back, all this will come to naught.
I will, my lord.
And I want to be held by the arms. I want to be held by those arms.
Now night begins to overcloud the sun, and that in darkness pleasures may be done. Come, Belimperia, let us to the bower, and there in safety pass a pleasant hour.
I follow thee, my love, and will not back, although my fainting heart controls my soul. Go, Pedringano. Watch without the gate, and let us know if any make approach.
I will, my lady.
Instead of watching, I'll deserve more gold by fetching Don Lorenzo to this match.
What means, my love?
I know not what myself, and yet my heart foretells me some mischance.
Sweet, say not so. Fair fortune is our friend, and heavens have shut up day to pleasure us. The stars thou seest hold back their twinkling shine, and Luna hides herself to pleasure us.
Thou hast prevailed. I'll conquer my misdoubt, and in thy love and counsel drown my fear. I fear no more. Love now is all my thoughts. Why sit we not? For pleasure asketh ease.
The more thou sitst within these leafy bowers, the more will Flora deck it with her flowers.
Aye, but if Flora spy Horatio here, her jealous eye will think I sit too near.
Hark, madam, how the birds record by night, for joy that Belimperia sits in sight.
No, Cupid counterfeits the nightingale to frame sweet music to Horatio's tale.
If Cupid sing, then Venus is not far. Aye, thou art Venus, or some fairer star.
If I be Venus, thou must needs be Mars. And where Mars reigneth, there must needs be wars.
Then thus begin our wars. Put forth thy hand, that it may combat with my ruder hand.
Set forth thy foot, and try the push of mine.
But first my looks shall combat against thine.
Then ward thyself. I dart this kiss at thee.
Thus I retort the darts thou threwest at me.
Nay, then, to gain the glory of the field, my twining arms shall yoke and make thee yield.
Nay, then, my arms are large and strong withal. Thus elms by vines are compassed till they fall.
Who's there? Pedringano? We are betrayed!
My lord, away with her. Take her aside.
No!
Oh, Sir Forbear, your valor is already tried. Quickly dispatch my masters.
What? Will you murder me?
Aye. Thus!
Save his life!
Thus!
And let me die for him!
Hang him!
Oh, save him! Brother, save him! Balthazar! I loved Horatio, but he loved not me!
But Balthazar loves Belimperia!
Although his life was still ambitious proud, yet is he at the highest now he's dead.
Murder! Murder! Help! Hieronymo, help!
Come, stop her mouth, away with her.
Cries pluck me from my naked bed. Who calls Hieronymo? Speak, here I am. I did not slumber, therefore it was no dream. No, it was some woman cried for help. And here within this garden did she cry. But stay. What murderous spectacle is this? A man hanged up and all the murder is gone. And in my power to lay the guilt on me. Those garments that he wears I oft have seen. Alas, it is Horatio. Oh, was it thou that calledst me from my bed? Oh, speak, if any spark of life remain. I am thy father. Who has slain my son? What savage monster, not of humankind, hath here been glutted with thy harmless blood, and left thy bloody corpse dishonored here, for me, amidst these dark and deathful shades, to drown thee with an ocean of my tears? Oh, heavens, why made you night to cover sin? By day this deed of darkness had not been. Oh, poor Horatio, what hadst thou misdone to lose thy life ere life was new begun? Oh, wicked butcher, whatsoe'er thou wert, how could thou strangle virtue and desert? I, me most wretched, that have lost my joy in losing my Horatio, my sweet boy.
His absence makes my heart to throb. Hieronymo?
Here, Isabella.
What is it? My son, Horatio. Oh, where's the author of this endless woe?
To know the author were some ease of grief, for in revenge my heart would find relief.
Then he is gone? And is my son gone too? Oh, gush out tears. Fountains and floods of tears blow sighs and raise an everlasting storm. For outrage fits our cursed wretchedness.
Sweet, lovely rose, ill plucked before thy time. Fair, worthy son, not conquered, but betrayed. I'll kiss thee now. For words with tears are stained.
And I'll close up the glasses of his sight. For once these eyes were my only delight.
Seest thou this handkerchief besmeared with blood? It shall not from me till I take revenge. Seest thou those wounds that yet are bleeding fresh? I'll not entomb them till I have revenge.
The heavens are just. Murder cannot be hid. Time is the author both of truth and right. And time will bring this treachery to light.
Come, Isabel. Now let us take him up and bear him in from out this cursed place.
Brought'st thou me hither,
revenge, to increase my pain? I looked that Balthazar should have been slain, but 'tis my friend Horatio that is slain. And they abuse fair Belle Imperia, on whom I doted more than all the world.
Thou talk'st of harvest when the corn is green. The sickle comes not till the corn be ripe. Be still, and ere I lead thee from this place, I'll show thee, Balthazar, in heavy case.
Infortunate condition of kings, seated amid so many helpless doubts. And at our highest, never joy we so, as we both doubt and dread our overthrow. And so I reign as Portugal's king, by war deprived of his dearest son, the only hope of our successive line.
My sovereign lord!
Ambassador, what news hath urged this sudden entrance?
No, sovereign lord, that Balthazar doth live.
What sayest thou? Liveth Balthazar our son?
Your highness's son, Lord Balthazar, doth live, and, well entreated in the court of Spain, humbly commends him to your majesty. These eyes beheld, your majesty, and with these, the letters of the king's commends are happy witnesses of his highness's health.
Thy son doth live. Your tribute is received. Thy peace is made, and we are satisfied. The rest resolve upon as things propose it, for both our honours and thy benefit.
These are his highness's father articles.
To end these things articulated here by our great lord, the mighty king of Spain, we with our council will deliberate. Come, ambassador, keep us company. Balthazar lives!
Oh, sacred heavens! If this unhallowed deed, if this inhuman and barbarous attempt, if this incomparable murder thus of mine, but now no more, my son, shall unrevealed and unrevenged pass, how should we term your dealings to be just? The ugly fiends do sally forth of hell and frame my steps to unfrequented paths, and fear my heart with fierce inflamed thoughts, and drive me forth to seek the murderer. Eyes, life, world, heavens, hell, night and day. See, search, show, send some man, some mean that may. What's here? A letter fallen from the air. A letter written to Hieronymo. For want of ink received this bloody writ. Me hath my hapless brother hid from thee. Revenge thyself on Balthazar and him, for these were they that murdered thy son. Hieronymo, revenge Horatio's death, and better fare than Belle Imperia doth. What means this unexpected miracle? My son slain by Lorenzo and the prince. What cause had they, Horatio, to malign? Or what might move thee, Bellimperia, to accuse thy brother? Hieronymo, beware, thou art betrayed, and to entrap thy life this trade is made. This is devised to endanger thee. Dear was the life of my beloved son, and of his death behoves me to be revenged. Then hazard not thine own, Hieronymo, but live to effect thy resolution. Now, Pedringano.
Now, Hieronymo.
Where's thy lady?
I know not. He is my lord Lorenzo.
Who's this?
Hieronymo.
My lord.
He asketh for my lady, Bellimperia.
What to do, Hieronymo? Now, the duke my father hath upon some disgrace a while removed her hence, but if it be aught I may inform her of, tell me, Hieronymo, and I'll let her know.
Nay, my lord, I thank you, it shall not need. I had a suit unto her, but too late, and her disgrace makes me unfortunate.
Why so, Hieronymo? Use me.
Who? You, my lord. I reserve your favour for a greater honour. This is a very toy, my lord, a toy.
All's one, Hieronymo. Acquaint me with it.
In troth, my lord, it is a thing of nothing. My grief, no heart. My thoughts, no tongue can tell.
Why then, farewell. Come hither, Pedringano.
Seest thou this?
My lord, I see it and suspect it too.
This is that damned villain, Cerberine, that hath, I fear, revealed Horatio's death.
My lord, he could not. 'Twas so lately done. And since he hath not left my company.
I know his humour, and therewith repent that ere I used him in this enterprise. But, Pedringano, to prevent the worst, and 'cause I know thee secret as my soul, here, for thy further satisfaction, take thou this. This night thou must, and prithee so resolve, meet Cerberine at St. Luigi's Park. There take thy stand, and see thou strike him sure, for die he must, if we do mean to live.
But how shall Cerberine be there, my lord?
Let me alone. I'll send to him to meet the prince and me where thou must do this deed.
It shall be done, my lord. It shall be done.
Now, to confirm the complot thou hast cast of all these practices, I'll spread the watch upon precise commandment with the king, strongly to guard the place where Pendringano this night shall murder hapless Cerberine. And thus, one ill another must expulse. I'll trust myself. Myself shall be my friend, for die they shall. Slaves are ordained to no other end.
Now, Pedringano, bid thy pistol hold, and hold on fortune. Once more favour me. I know, if need should be, my noble lord will stand between me and ensuing harms. Besides, this place is free from all suspect, and therefore will I stay and take my stand.
I wonder much to what intent it is that we are thus expressly charged to watch.
'Tis by commandment in the king's own name.
Yeah, but we were never one to watch and ward so near the duke's brother's house before.
Content yourself, stand close. And somewhat in...
Here, Cerberine, attend and stay thy pace, for here did Don Lorenzo's page appoint that thou by his command shouldst meet with him. Wherefore should he send for me so late?
For this, Cerberine, thou shalt have it! So, there he lies. My promise is performed.
Look! Here's one slain! Stay the murderer! Hey!
Who lays hand on me, I'll be his priest!
Come, to the marshals with the murderer.
On to Hieronymo's. Help me here to bring the murdered body with us too.
Hieronymo, carry me before whom you will. And do your worst, for I defy you all!
Come on, get out of the way!
My lord, Cerberine is slain.
Who? Serberine, my man?
Your Highness's man, my lord.
Speak, page. Who murdered him?
He that is apprehended for the fact.
Who?
Pedringano.
Injurious villain. Murderer of his friend.
Hath Pedringano murdered Serberine? My lord, let me entreat you to take the pains to exasperate and hasten his revenge with your complaints unto my lord the king.
Assure thee, I'll haste the martial sessions, for die he shall for this, his damned deed.
I lay the plot, he prosecutes the point. I set the trap, he breaks the worthless twigs and sees not that wherewith the bird was limed. No man knows it was my reaching fetch. Who's there?
I have a letter to your lordship.
From whence?
From Pendringano that's imprisoned.
What would he with us? He writes us here. To stand, good lord, and help him in distress. Tell him I have his letters, know his mind, and what we may let him assure him of. Fellow, be gone. My boy shall follow thee. This works like wax. Yet once more try thy wits. Boy, go. Convey this purse to Pedringano. Thou knowest the prison, closely give it him, and be advised that none be thereabout. Bid him be merry still, but secret. And though the martial sessions be today, bid him not doubt of his delivery. Tell him his pardon is already signed, and thereon bid him boldly be resolved. Show him this box, tell him his pardon's in it, but open it not, and if thou lovest thy life. But let him wisely keep his hopes unknown, and he shall not want while Don Lorenzo lives. Away!
I go, my lord. I run.
Now stands our fortune on a tickle point. And now or never ends Lorenzo's doubts.
My master hath forbidden me to look in this box. And by my troth, it is likely, if he had not warned me, I should not have. So I now... By my bare honesty, here's nothing but the empty box. I must go to Pedringano and tell him his pardon is in this box. Nay, I would have sworn it had I not seen the contrary. I cannot choose but smile to think how the villain will flout the gallows, scorn the audience, and descant on the hangman. And all presuming of his pardon from hence, will not be an odd jest for me to stand and grace every jest he makes, pointing my finger at this box as who would say, mock on, here's thy warrant. Alas, poor Pedringano, I am in a sort sorry for thee. But if I should be hanged with thee, I cannot weep.
Thus must we toil in other men's extremes, that know not how to remedy our own. But come for that we came for. Let's begin.
Bring forth the prisoner, for the court is set.
Mercy, boy, but it was time to come, for I had written to my lord and you, for fear his lordship had forgotten me, but sith he had remembered me so well. Come, come, come on. Shall we go to the gallows?
Stand forth, thou monster, murderer of men, and here, for satisfaction of the world, confess thy folly and repent thy fault. For there's thy place of execution.
I am the man. 'Twas I slew Cerberus.
Aye, Pedringano.
Dispatch, the faults are proved and confessed. And by our law, he is condemned to die.
What, sir?
What, to do what? My fine officious knave.
Oppressor, dispatch.
The day goes away.
What, do you hang by the hour? Sirrah, dost see yonder boy with box in his hand?
What? He that points to it with his finger.
Aye, that companion. What hath he in his box, thou thinkest?
Faith, I cannot tell, nor I care not greatly.
Methinks you should rather hearken to your soul's health.
Why, sirrah hangman, I take it that what is good for the body is likewise good for the soul, and it may be in that box is balm for both.
I have not seen a wretch so impudent. Oh, monstrous times where murder set so light. God forbid a fault so foul should escape unpunished. Dispatch! And see this execution done.
Oh, nay, soft, no haste.
Why, wherefore stay? Have you hope of life?
Why, aye.
As how?
Why, rascal, by my pardon from the king.
I'll stun you on that! Then you shall off with this.
So, executioner, convey him hence. But let his body be unburied. Let not the earth be choked or infect with that which heaven condemns.
All of this can be broken, all of this can be broken. Hold your devil by his throat and spin him to the ground.
Yet still tormented is my tortured soul. With broken sighs and restless passions, that winged mount, and hovering in the air, beat at the windows of the brightest heavens, soliciting for justice and revenge.
Oh, Lord, sir. God bless you, sir. The man, sir, Pedringano, sir. He that was so full of merry conceits.
Well, what of him?
Oh, Lord, sir. He went the wrong way. The fellow had a fair commission to the contrary, sir. Here's his passport. I pray you, sir, we've done him wrong.
I warrant thee. Give it me.
You'll stand between the gallows and me.
Aye, aye.
Oh, thank your lordship.
Go on out. Leave me.
My lord Lorenzo, I write as mine extremes required, that you would labour my delivery. If you neglect, my life is desperate, and in my death I shall reveal the truth. You know, my lord, I slew him for your sake, and was confederate with the prince and you, won by rewards and hopeful promises. I helped to murder Don Horatio, too. Help he to murder mine Horatio? And actors in the accursed tragedy, wast thou, Lorenzo, Balthazar, and thou, of whom my son, deserves so well? What have I heard? What have mine eyes beheld? Now see I what I durst not then suspect, that Belimperia's letter was not feigned. I will go plain me to my lord the king, and cry aloud for justice through the court, and either purchase justice by entreats, or tire them all with my revenging threats.
What means this outrage that is offered me? Why am I thus sequestered from the court? No notice! Shall I not know the cause of these my secret and suspicious ills? Cursed brother! Unkind murderer! Why bends thou thus thy mind to martyr me? Hieronymo, why writ I of thy wrongs? Or why art thou so slack in thy revenge? Andrea. Oh, Andrea. That thou sawest me for thy friend Horatio handled thus, and him for me thus causeless murdered. Well, force perforce, I must constrain myself to patience and apply me to the time till heaven, as I have hoped, shall set me free.
So that you say, this herb will purge the eye, and this the head. Aye, but none of them will purge the heart. No, there's no medicine left for my disease, nor any physic to recure the dead. Horatio! Oh, here's Horatio!
Oh, good madam, affright not thus yourself with outrage for your son, Horatio. He sleeps in quiet in Elysian fields.
Why did I not give you gowns and goodly things, bought you a whistle and a whipstock too, to be revenged on their villainies?
Oh, madam, oh, these humours do torment my soul.
My soul? Poor soul, thou talkst of things thou knowest not what. My soul hath silver wings that mounts me up unto the highest heavens. To heaven, aye, there sits my Horatio, backed with a troop of fiery cherubins, dancing about his newly healed wounds, singing sweet hymns and chanting heavenly notes, rare harmony to greet his innocence that died. I died a mirror in our days. couldn't say. Where shall I find the men? The murderers that slew Horatio? Whither shall I run? To find them out that murdered my son?
Thou art assured, boy, that thou sawest him dead.
Or else, my lord, I live.
Listen, go, release my sister and bring her hither straight.
My lord.
This that I did was for a policy to smooth and keep the murder secret, which, as a 9 days wonder being o'erblown, my gentle sister, I now release.
And time, Lorenzo, for my lord the Duke you heard inquired for her yesternight.
Oh, aye, and my lord, I hope you heard me say sufficient reason why she kept away. But that's all one. My lord, you love her.
Aye!
Then in your love, beware. Deal cunningly. Salve all suspicions. Only soothe me up. And if she hap to stand on terms with us, as for her sweetheart and concealment, so jest with her gently. Under feigned jest are things concealed that else would breed unrest. Here she comes. No, sister!
Sister? No. Thou art no brother, but an enemy. Else wouldst thou not have used thy sister so, first to affright me with thy weapons drawn, and with extremes abuse my company, and then to hurry me like whirlwind's rage amidst a crew of thy confederates, and clap me up where none might come at me, nor I at any to reveal my wrongs. What madding fury did possess thy wits?
Advise you better, Bellimperia, for I have done you no disparagement. I sought to save your honour and mine own.
Mine honour? Why, Lorenzo, wherein it's that I neglect my reputation so, as you or any need to rescue it?
His Highness and my father were resolved to come confer with old Hieronymo concerning certain matters of estate that by the Viceroy was determined.
And wherein was my honour touched in that?
Have patience, Bellimperia, hear the rest.
Me, next in sight, as messenger they sent. Now, when I came, consorted with the prince, and unexpected, in an arbour there, found Bellimperia with Horatio.
How then?
Why then, remembering that old disgrace which you for Don Andrea had endured, and now were likely longer to sustain by being found so meanly accompanied, thought rather, for I knew no readier mean, to thrust Horatio forth my father's way.
And carry you obscurely somewhere else, lest his Highness should have found you there.
But what's the cause that you concealed me since?
Your melancholy, sister. Since the news of your first favourite Don Andrea's death, my father's old wrath hath exasperate.
And better was for you, being in disgrace, to absent yourself and give his fury place.
But why had I no notice of his ire?
Well, that were to add more fuel to your fire, who burnt like Mount Etna for Andrea's loss.
Hath not my father then inquired for me?
Sister, he hath, and oft excused I thee. But Bellimperia, see the gentle prince.
Look on thy love. Behold, young Balthazar.
The prince is meditating higher things.
'Tis of thy beauty, then, that conquers kings, of that thine ivory front, my sorrow's map, wherein I see no haven to rest my hope.
To love and fear, and both at once, my lord, in my conceit are things of more import than women's wits are to be busied with.
'Tis I that love.
Whom?
Bellimperia.
But I that fear.
Whom?
Bellimperia.
Fear yourself?
Aye, brother.
How?
As those that what they love are loath and fear to lose.
Ugh, nay, and you argue things so cunningly, we'll go continue this discourse at court.
Look up here, man, I'm in danger. I've got nothing left to lose.
Now, sir, perhaps I couldn't see the king. The king sees me and fain would hear my suit. Hieronymo, it's time for thee to trudge. Down by the dale that flows with purple gore standeth a fiery tower. There sits a judge upon a seat of steel and molten brass, and twixt his teeth he holds a firebrand that leads unto the lake where hell doth stand. Away, Hieronymo, to him be gone. He'll do thee justice for Horatio's death. Turn down this path. Thou shalt be with him straight. Soft and fair not so. For if I hang or kill myself, let's know who will revenge Horatio's murder then. No, no, fine, no, pardon me. I'll none of that. This way I'll take. And this way comes the king.
Now show, Ambassador, what our Viceroy saith. Hath he received the articles we sent?
Renowned king.
Justice! Oh, justice to Hieronymo!
Back! Seest thou not the king is busy?
Oh, is he so?
Who is it that interrupts our business?
Not I. Hieronymo, beware.
Renowned king, he hath received and read thy kingly proffers and thy promised league. First, for the marriage of his princely son with Belle Imperia, thy beloved niece. The news more delightful to his soul than myrrh or incense to the offended heavens. In person, therefore, will he come himself to see the marriage rite solemnized and in the presence of the court of Spain to knit a sure, inextricable band of kingly love and everlasting league betwixt the crowns of Spain and Portugal.
Brother, how like you this, our Viceroy's love?
I am not least indebted to his grace that bends his liking to my daughter thus.
Now last, dread lord, here hath his highness sent, although he send not that his son return, his ransom due to Don Horatio.
Horatio! Who calls Horatio?
And well remembered. Thank his majesty, here see it given to
justice,
Horatio.
Justice, justice, gentle king.
Who is that? Hieronymo.
Oh, justice, oh, my son, whom naught can ransom or redeem.
Hieronymo, you are not well advised.
Go away, Lorenzo. Hinder me no more, for thou hast made me bankrupt of my bliss.
Away! I'll rip the bowels of the earth and ferry over the Elysian plains and bring my son to show his deadly wounds. Stand from about me, for I'll be avenged on you all for this.
What means this outrage? What accident hath happed Hieronymo? I have not seen him to demean him so.
My gracious lord, he is with extreme pride conceived of young Horatio, his son, and covetous of having to himself the ransom of the young Prince Balthasar, distract and in a manner lunatic.
Believe me, nephew, we are sorry for it. This is the love that fathers bear their sons. But, gentle brother, go give to him this gold, the prince's ransom. Let him have his due. For what he hath, Horatio shall not want. Happily Hieronymo hath need thereof.
But if he be thus helplessly distracted, 'tis requisite his office be resigned and given to one of more discretion.
We shall increase his melancholy, so 'tis best that we see further in it first. And now, ambassador, brother, we may prefix a certain time wherein the marriage shall be solemnized twixt Balthazar and Belle Imperia.
I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
Pry through every crevice of each wall. Look on each tree and search through every break. Beat at the bushes, stamp our grandam earth. Dive in the water and stare up to heaven. Yet cannot I behold my son Horatio. How? Who's there? Spirits! Spirits!
Dear Hieronymo, come in adores. Oh, seek not mean so to increase thy sorrow.
Indeed, Isabella, I do nothing here. I do not cry, not I indeed. I'm very merry, very merry.
How? Be merry here? Is this not the place? And this the very tree where my Horatio died, where he was murdered?
This was the tree. I set it of a kernel. And when our hot Spain could not let it grow, but that the infant and the human sap began to wither, duly, twice a morning, would I be sprinkling it with fountain water. At last it grew and grew and bore, till at length it grew a gallows, and did bear our son. It bore thy fruit and mine. Oh, wicked, wicked plant. See who knocks there.
He's a painter.
Bid him come in and paint some comfort, for surely there's none lives but painted comfort. Let him come in.
God bless you, sir.
How, where, or by what means should I be blessed?
What wouldst thou have, good fellow?
Justice, madam.
I tell thee,
God hath engrossed all justice in his hands, and there is none but what comes from him. Isabella, go in the doors. Go in the doors, I say.
As you wish.
Art a painter. Canst paint me a tear or a wound, a groan or a sigh? Canst paint me such a tree as this?
Sir, I'm sure you've heard of my painting. My name's Bazzardo.
Bazzardo, afore God, an excellent fellow. Look you, sir, do you see? I'd have you paint me for my gallery, in your oil colours. My wife, Isabella, standing by me, with a speaking look to my son, Horatio. God bless thee, my sweet son. And my hand leaning upon his head, thus, sir, do you see? May it be done?
Very well, sir.
Well, sir, canst thou draw a murderer?
I'll warrant you, sir, I have the pattern of the most notorious villains that ever lived in all Spain.
Oh, let them be worse. Worse. Then, sir, after some violent noise, bring me forth in my shirt and my gown under mine arm, with my torch in my hand and my sword reared up thus, and with these words, what noise is this? Who calls Hieronymo? May it be done.
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, then bring me forth, still with a distracted countenance going along, and let my hair heave up my nightcap. Let the clouds scowl, make the moon dark, the stars extinct, the winds blowing, the bells tolling, the owl shrieking, the toads croaking, the minutes jarring, and the clock striking 12. And then at last, sir, starting, behold a man hanging, and tottering, as you know the wind will wave a man, and I with a trice to cut him down. And looking upon him by the advantage of my torch, find it to be my son, Horatio. There you may show a passion. Draw me like old Priam of Troy, crying, the house is afire, the house is afire, as the torch over my head. Make me curse, make me rave, make me cry, make me mad, make me well again, make me curse hell, invocate heaven, and in the end, leave me in a trance.
And is this the end?
Vindicta mihi. Aye, heaven will be revenged of every ill. Nor will they suffer murder unrepaid. Thus therefore will I rest me in unrest, dissembling quiet in unquietness, not seeming that I know their villainies, that my simplicity may make them think that ignorantly I will let all slip.
How now, what noise?
Here are a sort of poor petitioners. They are importunate, and it shall please you, sir, that you should plead their cases to the king.
That I should plead their several actions? Why, let them enter and let me see them. Come near, you men, that thus importune me. Come on, sirs, what's the matter?
Sir, an action.
Of battery?
Man of debt.
Give place.
No, sir, mine is an action of the case.
Mine an injection firme by a lease.
Content you, sirs. Are you determined that I should plead your several actions?
And here's my declaration.
And here's my bond.
And here is my lease.
But wherefore stands yon silly man so mute, with mournful eyes and hands to heaven upreared?
Me, sir.
Ah, you, painter. Bazzardo, you've not come to paint at all, have you? Tell me. What's thy suit?
No, sir. Could my woes give way unto my most distressful words, then should I not in paper, as you see, with ink bewray what blood began in me.
What's here? The humble supplication of Don Bazzardo for his murdered son.
Aye, sir.
No, sir. It was my murdered son. But mine or thine, Bazzardo, be content. Though on this earth justice will not be found, I'll down to hell and in this passion knock at the dismal gates of Pluto's court to torture Don Lorenzo and the rest. There will I revenge on them that murdered my son. There will I rent and tear them thus and thus, shivering their limbs in pieces with my teeth.
No, sir, my declaration. Save my bond.
That's my lease. It cost me 10 pounds, and you, my lord, have torn the same.
That cannot be. I gave it never a wound. Show me one drop of blood fall from the same. How is it possible I should slay it then? Out! All of you out! 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 Art thou come, Horatio, from the depth, to ask for justice in this upper earth, to tell thy father thou art unrevenged,
to wring more tears from Isabella's eyes.
Alas, my lord, whence springs this troubled speech?
But let me look on my Horatio. Turn around. Sweet boy, how art thou changed in death's black shade? Had Proserpine no pity on thy youth. Horatio, thou art older than thy father.
Oh, my good lord, I'm not your young son. I am a grieved man, not a ghost, that came for justice for my murdered son.
Aye. Now I know thee. Now thou namest thy son. Thou art the lively image of my grief. Within thy face my sorrows I may see. And all this sorrow riseth for thy son, and selfsame sorrow feel I for my son. Come in, old man. Thou shalt to Isabel. Lean on my arm. I thee, thou me shalt stay.
Viceroy to the court of Spain, and welcome all his honourable train.
Renowned king, I come to solemnise the marriage of thy beloved niece, fair Belle Imperia, with my Balthazar. With thee, my son, whom sith I live to see, here take my crown. I give it her and thee.
Come, worthy viceroy, a place more private fits this princely mood.
Let me stay, Lorenzo.
Let me talk with you.
Knowest thou why this meeting is?
For her, my lord, whom Balthazar doth love, and to confirm their promised marriage.
She is thy sister?
Who, Belle Imperia? Aye, my gracious lord, and this the day that I have longed so happily to see.
Why then, Lorenzo, listen to my words. It is suspected and reported too that thou, Lorenzo, wrongst Hieronymo.
That I, my lord?
Knowest thou not the common love and kindness that Hieronymo hath won by his deserts within the court of Spain? And seest thou not the king my brother's care in his behalf, and to procure his health? Lorenzo, shouldst thou thwart his passions, and he exclaim against thee to the king, what honour wert in this assembly, or what a scandal wert among the kings, to hear Hieronymo exclaim on thee? Tell me, and look thou tell me truly too, whence grows the ground of this report in court?
Yourself, my lord, have seen his passions, that ill beseemed the presence of a king. And for I pitied him in his distress, I held him thence with kind and courteous words, as free from malice to Hieronymo as to my soul, my lord.
Hieronymo, my son, mistakes thee then?
My gracious father, believe me, so he doth. But what a silly man, distracting mind, to think upon the murder of his son. Alas, how easy is it for him to err? But for his satisfaction and the world's, for good, my lord, that Hieronymo and I were reconciled, if he misconstrue me.
Lorenzo, thou hast said, it shall be so. Go, one of you, and call Hieronymo.
My lord.
Come, Belle Imperia, Balthazar's content, sith heaven hath ordained thee to be mine. Disperse those clouds and melancholy looks, and clear them up with those thy sun-bright eyes.
My looks, my lord, are fitting for my love, which, new begun, can show no brighter yet.
New kindled flames should burn as morning sun.
But not too fast, lest heat and all be done. I see, my lord, my father.
Truce, my love. I will go salute him.
Welcome, Balthazar. Welcome, brave prince, the pledge of Castile's peace. And welcome, Belle Imperia. How now, girl? Why comest thou sadly to salute us thus? Content thyself, for I am satisfied. But Balthazar, here comes Hieronymo. I'll have a word with him.
Welcome, Hieronymo.
My lords, I thank you for Horatio.
Hieronymo, the reason that I sent to speak with you is this.
What's so short that I'll be gone, I thank you for't.
Nay, stay, Hieronymo. Go call him, son.
Hieronymo, my father craves a word with you.
With me, sir? Why, my lord, I thought you were done.
No, but he had.
Hieronymo, I hear you find yourself aggrieved at my son because you have not access unto the king. And say it is he that intercepts your suits.
These be the scandalous reports of such as love not me and hate my lord too much. Should I suspect Lorenzo would prevent or cross my suit that loved my son so well, my lord, I am ashamed it should be said.
Ronomo, I never gave you cause.
My good lord, I know you did not.
There then, pause. And for the satisfaction of the world, here before Prince Balthazar and me, embrace each other and be perfect friends.
Aye, marry, my lord, and shall. Friends, quoth he. See, I'll be friends with you all. Especially with you, my lovely lord. The world is suspicious, and men may think what we imagine not.
Why, this is friendly done, Hieronymo.
And I hope old grudges are forgot.
What else? It were a shame it should not be so.
Come on, Hieronymo, at my request. Let us entreat your company today.
My lordship's to command.
Such fearful sights as poor Andrea sees.
Revenge! Awake!
Awake? For why?
For thou art ill-advised, Revenge, to sleep away what thou art warned to watch.
Content thyself, and do not trouble me.
Hieronymo, with Lorenzo, is joined in league, and intercepts our passage to Revenge! Awake, Revenge! Oh, we are woe begone.
Thus worldlings ground what they have dreamed upon. Content thyself, Andrea. Though I sleep, yet is my mood soliciting their souls. Suffices thee that poor Hieronymo cannot forget his son, Horatio, nor dies Revenge, although she sleep a while.
Rest thee. For I will sit to see and hear the rest.
Then argue not, for thou hast thy request.
Is this the love thou bearest, Horatio? Hieronymo, are these thy passions? With what excuses canst thou show thyself, thus to neglect the loss and life of him? Whom both my letters and thine own belief assures thee to be causeless slaughtered. Hieronymo, for shame, Hieronymo, be not a history to after times of such ingratitude unto thy son. Myself, a stranger, in respect of thee, so loved his life as still I wish their deaths, for here I swear, in sight of heaven and earth, shouldst thou neglect the love thou shouldst retain, and give it over, and devise no more, myself should send their hateful souls to hell, that wrought his downfall with extremest death.
But may it be that Pelimperia vows such revenge as she hath deigned to say? Why then, I see that heaven applies our drift, and all the saints do sit soliciting for vengeance on those cursed murderers. Madam, 'tis true, and now I find it so. I found a letter written in your name, and in that letter how Horatio died. Pardon, oh pardon, Belimperia, my fear and care in not believing it. And here I vow, so you'll but give consent and will conceal my resolution, I will ere long determine of their deaths that causeless thus have murdered my son.
Hieronymo, I will consent, conceal, and aught that may affect for thine avail, join with thee to revenge Horatio's death.
On then. Whatsoever I devise, let me entreat you grace my practices. For why, the plot's already in mine head. Here they are.
How now, Hieronymo? What, courting Belimperia?
Aye, my lord. Such courting as I promise you, she hath my heart, but you, my lord, have hers.
But now, Hieronymo, or never, we are to entreat your help, to entertain my father and the rest with a show. Show yourself, it would content them well.
Is this all?
Aye, this is all.
Why then, I'll fit you. Say no more. When I was young, I gave my mind and plied myself to fruitless poetry.
How for that?
When in Toledo, there I studied, it was my chance to write a tragedy. See here, my lords, which, long forgot, I found this other day. Now, would your lordships favour me so much as but to grace me with your acting it? I mean, each one of you to play a part.
assure you it will prove most passing strange and wondrous plausible to that assembly.
What? Would you have us play a tragedy?
Why, kings and emperors have taken delight to make experience of their wits in plays.
In faith, Hieronymo, and you be in earnest, I'll make one.
And I another.
Now, my good lord, could you entreat your sister Belimperia to make one? For what's a play without a woman in it?
Little entreaty shall serve me, Hieronymo, for I must needs be employed in your play.
Why, this is well. I tell you, lordings, it was determined to have been acted by gentlemen and scholars too, such as could tell what to speak.
And now it shall be played by princes and courtiers, such as can tell how to speak. If, as it is our country manner, you will but let us know the argument.
That shall I roundly. The chronicles of Spain record this written of a knight of Rhodes, Erastus. He was betrothed and wedded at the length to one Persida, an Italian dame, whose beauty ravished all that her beheld, especially the soul of Soliman, who at the marriage was the chiefest guest. By sundry means sought Soliman to win Persida's love, and could not gain the same. Then gan he break his passions to a friend, one of his bashaws, whom he held full dear. Her had this bashaw long solicited, and saw she was not otherwise to be won but by her husband's death, this knight of Rhodes, whom presently by treachery he slew. She, stirred with an exceeding hate, therefore, as cause of this slew Soliman, and to escape the bashaw's tyranny, did stab herself. And this the tragedy.
Oh, excellent.
But say, Hieronymo, what then became of him that was the bashaw?
Marry thus. Moved with remorse of his misdeeds, ran to a mountain top and hung himself.
But which of us is to perform that part?
I'll play the murderer, I warrant you, for I have already conceded that.
And what shall I?
Great Solomon, the Turkish emperor, for you, Don Balthazar.
And I?
Erastus, the knight of Rhodes, for you, Don Lorenzo.
And I?
Persida, chaste and resolute. And here, my lords, are several abstracts drawn for each of you to note your parts.
Hieronymo, mythics a comedy were better.
For comedy? Fie, comedies are fit for common wits. But to present a kingly troupe withal, give me a stately written tragedy. It must be so. And all shall be concluded in one scene, for there's no pleasure ta'en in tediousness.
How you like this, Lorenzo?
Why, thus, my lord, we must resolve to soothe his humours up.
On then, Hieronymo. Farewell till soon.
You'll ply this gear.
Oh, I warrant you.
Why so? Now shall I see the fall of Babylon, wrought by the heavens in this confusion. And if the world like not this tragedy, hard is the hap of old Hieronymo.
I am a master hunter. I cured my skin. Now nothing gets in. Nothing not as hard as a child.
Since neither piety nor pity moves the king to justice or compassion, I will revenge myself upon this place where thus they murdered my beloved son. Down with these branches and these loathsome boughs! Down with them, Isabella! Rent them up! And burn the roots from whence the rest is sprung. I will not leave a root, a stalk, a tree, but out of a branch, a blossom, nor a leaf. Fruitless forever may this garden be. Make haste, Hieronymo. Thou dost allay their deaths, forgives the murderers of thy noble son, but none but I bestir me to no end. And as I curse this tree, further fruit, so shall my womb be cursed for his sake. And with this weapon will I wound the breast, the hapless breast that gave Horatio suck.
No, Hieronymo, Where's your fellows that you take all this pay?
Oh, sir, it is for the author's credit to look that all things may go well. But good, my lord, let me entreat your grace to give the king the copy of the play. This is the argument of what we show.
I will, Hieronymo.
What, are you ready, Balthazar? Bring a chair and a cushion for the king.
Here we are.
Well done, Balthazar. Now, hang up the title, Our Scene at Rhodes. What, is your beard on?
Half on. The other is in my hand.
Dispatch, for shame. Are you so long? Bethink thyself, Hieronymo. Recall thy wits, recount thy former wrongs thou hast received by murder of thy son. And lastly, not the least, how Isabel, once his mother and thy dearest wife, all woe begone for him, hath slain herself. Behooves thee then, Hieronymo, to be revenged. The plot is laid. On then, Hieronymo, pursue revenge. For nothing wants but acting of revenge.
This ray shall we see the tragedy of Solomon, the Turkish emperor, performed of pleasure by your son, the prince, my nephew, Don Lorenzo, and my niece.
Basho, that Rhodes is ours, yield heavens the honour, and holy Mahomet, our sacred prophet, and be thou graced with every excellence that Solomon can give, or thou desire.
See, Viceroy, that is Balthazar, your son, that represents the Emperor Solomon.
Persida, blissful lamp of excellence, whose eyes compel like powerful adamant the warlike heart of Solomon to wait.
How well he acts his amorous passion.
But let my friend, the Rhodian knight, come forth, Erasto, dearer than my life to me, that he may see Persida, my beloved.
Ah, my Erasto. Welcome to Persida.
Here comes Lorenzo. Look upon the plot and tell me, brother, what part plays he?
Thrice happy is Erasto that thou livest. Rhodes' loss is nothing to Erasto's joy. Sith his Persida lives, his life survives.
Ah, Basho! Here is love betwixt Erasto and fair Persida, sovereign of my soul!
Remove Erasto, mighty Solomon, and then Persida will be quickly won.
Erasto is my friend!
Let not Erasto live to grieve, great Solomon. If he be your rival, let him die.
Why, let him die? So love commandeth me. Yet I grieve that Erasto should so die.
Erasto, Solomon saluteth thee, and lets thee wit by me his highness will, which is, thou shouldst be thus employed.
See? Solomon! Erasto's slain!
Yet liveth Solomon to comfort thee, fair queen of beauty. Let not favour die, but with a gracious eye behold his grief.
Tyrant, desist soliciting vain suits. Relentless are mine ears to thy laments. As thy butcher is pitiless and base, which seized on my Erasto, harmless knight, yet by thy power thou thinkest to command, and to thy power Persida doth obey. But were she able, thus she would revenge thy treacheries on thee, ignoble prince, and on herself she would be thus revenged.
That's well said. Old Marshal, this was bravely done.
But Belimperia plays Persida well.
Were this in earnest, Belimperia, you would be better to my son than so.
Happily, you think. But bootless are your thoughts, that this is fabulously counterfeit, and that we do as all tragedians do, to die today for fashioning our scene, and in a minute starting up again, revived to please tomorrow's audience. No, princess, no, I am Hieronymo, the hopeless father of a hapless son, whose tongue is tuned to tell his latest tale, not to excuse gross errors in the play. I see your looks urge instance of these words. Behold the reason urging me to this. Happily see, hear my show. Look on the spectacle. My beloved son, lifeless,
Here lay my hope, my harp, my treasure, my bliss. But hope, heart, treasure, joy, and bliss all fled, failed, died, yea, all decayed with it. My guiltless son was by Lorenzo slain, and by Lorenzo and that Balthazar am I at last revenged thoroughly. Upon whose souls may heaven be yet avenged with greater far than these afflictions.
Why hast thou murdered my Balthazar?
Why hast thou done this undeserving deed? Speak, traitor, damned bloody murderer, speak!
Why hast thou butchered both my children thus?
Oh, good words, as dear to me was my Horatio. As yours are yours are yours, my lord, to you. Had I as many lives as there be stars, as many heavens to go to, as those lives, I'd give them all, aye, and my soul to boot, but I would see thee ride in this red pool.
Be deaf, my senses, I can hear no more.
Fall, heaven, and cover us with thy sad ruins.
Roll all the world within thy pitchy cloud. Speak, who were thy confederates in this?
Now do I applaud what I have acted. First, take my tongue, and afterwards my heart.
Oh, monstrous resolution of a wretch! See, Viceroy, he hath bitten forth his tongue rather than to reveal what we required. Look to my brother! Geronimo has a knife! Castile slain! And Hieronymus.
What age hath ever heard such monstrous deeds? My brother, and the whole succeeding hope that Spain expected after my decease.
Take up our hapless son, untimely slain. Set me with him, and he with woeful me, upon the mainmast of a ship unmanned, and let the wind and tide haul me along to weep my want for my sweet Balthazar. Spain hath no refuge for a portingale.
Aye, now my hopes have end in their effects. When blood and sorrow finish my desires, now will I beg a lovely Proserpine that by the virtue of her princely doom I may consort my friends in pleasing sort, and on my foes work just and sharp revenge. I'll lead my friend Horatio through those fields where never dying wars are still inured. I'll lead fair Isabella to that train where pity weeps but never feeleth pain. I'll lead my Belle Imperia to those joys that Vestal virgins and fair queens possess. I'll lead Hieronymo where Orpheus plays, adding sweet pleasure to eternal days. But say, revenge, for thou must help or none against the rest. How shall my hate be shown?
This hand shall hail them down to deepest hell, where none but furies, bugs, and tortures dwell. For here, though death hath end their misery, I'll there begin their endless tragedy.
Geronimo was Robert Glenister, Lorenzo Sandy Grierson, Belle Imperia Joanna Vanderham, the King of Spain and Bazzardo, Michael Burton Shaw, the Duke of Castile and the Portuguese Viceroy, Jonathan Keeble, the Ghost of Andrea, the Executioner and Portuguese Ambassador, John Lightbody, and Revenge was Jessica Turner. Isabella was Emma Cunniff, Horatio Will Kirk, Pedringano Don Gillet, Balthazar Josh Bryant-Jones, and the page and Alexandro is Tom Kiteley. The song Requiem was composed and performed by Jules Maxwell, Lina Rodriguez, and James Chapman. The introduction was by Professor Emma Smith from Hertford College, Oxford. The Spanish Tragedy by Thomas Kidd was abridged and adapted by Pauline Harris and Emma Smith and was a BBC audio drama production directed by Pauline Harris.
BBC Radio 3 at the London Jazz Festival 2023.
Join me, Jamokhair Fashola, for Jazz Voice, a celebration of song featuring an array of stars, including Emily Sandé and Clark Peters. You can also join me for the J to Z launch party, along with Radio 1 Extras, Cascade, and some great live music.
BBC Radio 3 at the London Jazz Festival.
Listen now, just search for Jazz on BBC Sounds.
It's 9 o'clock and time now on BBC Radio 3 to join Hannah French for more music from the recordings featured by Andrew McGregor on yesterday morning's Record Review programme.
Good evening, welcome to Record Review Extra. We're starting tonight in the company of shepherds.
Joy.